Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Many seniors across the state paid higher state taxes last year thanks to the loss of a deduction for their medical expenses. The deduction was ended as a part of the 2013 tax reform package passed by the General Assembly, and efforts to restore the deduction are part of the current budget debate between the House and Senate. Here to talk about the deduction and other budget issues affecting seniors is Charmaine Fuller Cooper with AARP North Carolina. Well, thanks for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about things happening in the legislature that affects seniors. AARP has a lot of priorities. I guess many of them are wrapped up in the budget.
They are. Many of our priorities are either related to health security or financial security. So we have three pieces of legislation or three items that we're working on. Two are related to the budget. One is a piece of legislation. The first thing is something that actually a lot of our members have contacted us about, and that's the restoration of medical deductions. Back in 2013, the state legislature, during their huge tax reform era or their tax reform package, actually did away with medical deductions for everyone across the board in North Carolina. And our seniors are quite a bit concerned about the loss of those medical deductions.
And how does that affect seniors?
Well, for a person who is living in a residence where you get tax credits back for your medical issues, for a person who has a lot of high medical expenses, it's a huge expense. We've heard from seniors who in the past may have only had to write a check for $200 or $300 to the state when it's time for them to give their money back. And this year, some of them are writing as much as $3,000 and $4,000 back to the state that they had not expected.
Yeah, and this is something that sort of caught many seniors off guard.
Many were caught off guard when our members came up to the legislature 3 weeks ago to actually meet with senators and meet with state house members who were over the budget. Some of them, for the first time, shared things that I didn't even know of, and many of them said they went to the bank and took out personal loans to make sure that they could pay their tax obligations to the state.
What was the reaction when you had so many members there? I mean, what did lawmakers tell the folks?
Some lawmakers said that it was an unintended consequence of the tax reform package of 2013, that they had no idea that this was actually the impact and that they would do whatever they could to actually help seniors to get this medical deduction restored. At the same time, there were other representatives and state senators who weren't necessarily as receptive to the concerns of AARP members.
The Senate budget changes the overall deduction and doesn't fully restore it. The House does. Is that where we are? Is it that it's a debate between the House and the Senate now?
So AARP fully supports the House's budget, which would fully restore medical deductions to all ages. The state Senate budget, however, would cap all deductions pretty much lumped together, including medical deductions, at $20,000. So that includes your property tax, that includes your mortgage interest, that would include your medical deductions. All of the deductions that you can take in the state of North Carolina would be capped at $20,000.
AARP, I just want to make sure folks understand, would rather the House plan pass, which would restore the medical deduction to seniors.
AARP fully supports the House plan to fully restore medical deductions.
Tell us about the Home and Community Care Block Grant.
So the Home and Community Care Block Grant is a little bit different from medical deductions. For individuals, especially who are listening, who may be family caregivers, they may have a loved one who can be independent and who can stay at home with some extra resources. Some of those extra resources might include making sure that your grandmother or your mother has transportation services to get to the local senior center each day, to congregate with others, to have that social activity, and to have her meals. It may include having transportation to get to a doctor's appointment so that the family caregiver doesn't have to take off of work to take their family member to the doctor. The Home and Community Care Block Grant actually covers those type of services in each of the counties. The money is distributed through the state, and then from the Division of Age and Adult Services is actually dispensed out to each of the 100 counties.
It's important, I guess, for folks who are listening to understand what happens if that block grant isn't funded, or if the cut isn't restored, or if it's cut even more. These are actually folks who want to stay at home who might not be able to.
It totally impairs the ability for a lot of people who are living at home to be able to stay at home. And we actually relayed to legislators that if additional money is not provided for the Home and Community Care Block Grant, that means we still have people on waiting lists who are not receiving these services, and that means that those individuals could likely end up needing to go into assisted living or nursing home facilities to receive the care that they need, which is at an additional cost to the state, especially at a time when the state is really concerned about Medicaid dollars and how they are spent. If you have seniors who are no longer to stay at home, ultimately Medicaid will end up paying for those nursing homes.
And this block grant was cut last year by $1 million?
It was cut 2 years ago by $1 million. So the House's budget proposal will restore nearly $1 million for each year back to the block grant. The Senate didn't make any cuts with their budget proposal, but they also didn't do anything to restore the cuts that have been made in the past.
The other issue that's not in the budget you mentioned is the adult guardianship legislation. Tell us about that.
So AARP is also very concerned about adult guardianship in North Carolina, especially for caregivers who are caring for another loved one across state lines, which frequently happens. House Bill 817 passed the State House back in April before the crossover deadline, but is now currently sitting in the Senate Rules Committee. With the adult guardianship legislation, it would make it easier for family caregivers by making it if your mother is living in Ohio, but you're living in North Carolina, you've gone through the legal paperwork and hired the attorneys to be the guardian of your mom in Ohio, but her situation changes and you need to move her to North Carolina with you. Right now, as our law stands, you would have to pay for lawyers all over again to go through the guardianship process all over again. The adult guardianship legislation would actually make North Carolina the 42nd state to adopt adult uniform guardianship legislation, so there's uniformity between the laws in different states. It also helps to reduce what AARP calls as granny snatching, where you have some family members who may not be in the best mindset, who might attempt to say, we're going to take grandma to a family reunion in New Jersey, although you already have guardianship of her in another state. They know North Carolina does not respect uniform adult guardianship laws, and while that other family member is in New Jersey, and knowing that grandma already has a guardian, they go seek guardianship for grandma in New Jersey as well. That actually puts the laws of different states into a quandary, and then you get into the situation of trying to figure out which state has home jurisdiction and who's the actual guardian. So this legislation would actually help to curb or stop granny snatching as well.
There's no real opposition to this. It's just that it hasn't moved.
It hasn't moved. In the state house, it passed unanimously. And right now in the state Senate, when we went to the senators 3 weeks ago, we simply asked that they go ahead and move this legislation. Unfortunately, a lot of bills are held up as the budget is being negotiated, and we don't want this to be a bill that's held up into 2016 when it can actually save people time and money right now.
This bill and the block grant we discussed earlier are aimed as much at caregivers as they are seniors themselves. And I wonder, do we respect folks who do all this on their own enough for seniors? It's an interesting topic that I don't think people talk enough about.
You know, we don't talk enough about it. We actually ran House Bill 816 this year with the state legislators, with Representative Rena Turner, who's a retired clerk of court, and some other legislators. And that bill would actually look at having flexibility for family caregivers who are still in the workplace, because we recognize that a lot of family caregivers are having to take off from work many times throughout the month to get a loved one to the doctor. And a lot of times they don't have an employer who's receptive to them taking so many days off from work. And especially now that a lot of the services are specialized in the healthcare industry, a lot of people are having to drive to Raleigh and Durham to get their medical services, which can be an all-day thing for many families. And if you're coming from the East or the far West, it can be a two-day calendar event for you to take a loved one to the doctor. So it's not respected enough, but AARP and other groups in North Carolina Justice Center are looking at ways to make sure that family caregivers have more flexibility, but also we're asking the legislators to study the needs of family caregivers and actually to study the needs as well of their employers.
Well, thank you for all you're doing to help, and we appreciate you being with us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Up next, the Poverty Center at UNC is back in a new form with a new name, but the same mission. Stay tuned.